Hey, everybody, welcome back to A Year of Great Dates. I'm Erin Mishaw, and I'm here with my good friend and marriage guru, Ted Lowe.
Hey, Erin. I like that, marriage guru. Yeah, I'm going to go home today and say, Nancy, I've got a new term for myself,
marriage She's guru. I love that.
No, it's good to be here.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here. And as you know, we've created A Year of Great Dates to encourage couples to commit to consistent date nights. And along the way, we've been sharing some helpful principles that can strengthen any marriage. So this month, we're talking about something that doesn't just happen after you say I do. It's something that has to be nurtured, pursued, and prioritized. And that something is romance. And not the Hollywood, flowers and chocolate, Valentine's Day, once a year kind of romance. I'm talking about that steady, unmistakable feeling that says, I still choose you. Because if we're not careful, it's the very thing that quietly slips out the back door of our marriages. So, Ted, why do you think romance fades?
Such a great question. You know, here's the thing, Erin. I don't think anyone intentionally just stops loving and caring for each other. I just think, you know, quite simply, we get really, really busy with work and kids and bills and carpools and house projects, all the things. And before long, our marriages can start looking less like a love story and more like a business partnership. You're like co-CEOs of the family. You know, you discuss logistics, you manage tasks, and that spark, that thing you had when you were dating, it just starts to fade. And it's not because something's wrong with you, and it's not because there's something wrong with your spouse. It's just because romance requires intentionality.
Yeah.
It doesn't just happen by accident. You know, nurturing romance in your marriage reminds your spouse that they're more to you than a roommate, and they're more than just your co-parent, and they're more than just a project partner. It says, you're my person, and I'm glad I chose you, and you're the one I would choose all over again.
Oh, man, I totally agree. I think in the beginning of most relationships, especially in those early days of dating, we're just making more of an effort, right? We're trying to impress each other and woo each other. And I think over time, we just start to let off the gas a little and just coast. But truthfully, when we stop pursuing our spouse, we don't stay where we are. We drift. We drift into distance. We drift into loneliness. We can drift into misunderstanding, frustration, and resentment. And somewhere along the way, I think we just stop assuming the best about each other and we stop prioritizing the relationship. And then what once felt magical now just feels mundane.
It does. You're exactly right. And so I think the bottom line of all this is if you want romance in your marriage, you have to schedule it, prioritize it, and protect it, which doesn't sound very romantic when you put it that way, but it's actually very romantic to say we're going to carve out time just for the two of us. So let's talk about what does this look like practically? First, and we hear this a lot, but it's still so important, you got to schedule date nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? You schedule them. You put them on the calendar. You set a reminder. You treat them like any other appointment, but an appointment you can never, ever cancel.
That is so true. I mean, I feel like if Reese and I wait for an open night in our season of life with four teenagers, we would never go out. So putting it on the calendar is the only way we're going to make it happen. I also think you have to keep pursuing each other. You know, you have to flirt and compliment, text them in the middle of the day just to say, hey, I'm thinking about you, or I can't wait to see you tonight.
Definitely. I love getting texts like that from Nancy. I know she'd say the same. And the thing is those kind of things take seconds to do, just to say something kind or loving or fun. And sometimes those seconds that we take, they're the best part of our spouse's day.
So true.
Right? Another thing that's been so huge for Nancy and me is having fun together. And I would say that anybody listening, you know, find times to laugh, to play, to be silly again. You weren't so serious when you were dating. You can bring some of that stuff back. I mean, I've got a great tip that I think all married couples should use.
Yeah.
Is you need to get yourself some scuba skins. Like, I've got scuba skins that I had since before we got married.
Okay, wait. What are scuba skins?
Okay, they're not a full suit. They're like, hey, I don't want to get eaten by jellyfish.
Okay.
So they're like skins. They're bright yellow, fluorescent yellow and black. They're very attractive. And so I will put those on and just with no expression, I'll just walk in and see how long it takes her to look. And that usually, you know, that's made really a bad time in the low house a lot better. So get yourself some scuba skins.
Good call.
Another thing that keeps romance alive is to be intentional with affection. You know, it's the hugs, it's the kissing, it's the hand-holding, it's these small physical connections. It turns out that they're like glue for your marriage. Aaron, I don't know if you've seen this research, but did you know that when we do those types of things, when it's the hugs and the kissing and the affection, what it does, it releases oxytocin into your brain and your body that actually boosts feelings of trust and emotional closeness.
Wow.
And it actually reduces the amount of cortisol and stress hormones in our bodies. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool. I think also I would add that we have to keep learning about each other. We talked about this last time, so if you guys missed that recording, definitely go back and listen to it. But a few years ago, Reese and I were introduced to the Enneagram, and it was so fun and helpful to learn more about each other in a new way. Because your spouse is constantly growing and changing. They're not the same version of themselves they were when you got married, and neither are you. So keep being curious about the person they're becoming.
Oh, that's so good, Aaron. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more with you. And so here is the challenge to you guys. If you feel like your marriage is drifting towards the roommate zone, or it's already there, don't panic. Don't assume it's broken, but do something about it. Start small with one intentional act of romance today. You know, one reminder that says, you're still my person, and I still choose you. You know, your marriage, your story together is still being written, and the best is yet to come.
That's right. So to recap, we want you to keep pursuing your spouse. And that looks like scheduling date nights and learning more about each other and having fun together and being intentional with your affection. Thanks so much for joining us for A Year of Great Dates. We hope you have a great date this month, and we'll see you next time. Let the good times roll.